This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about dining in during MCO 3.0.
So on Twitter, there is a poll happening. Would you dine in if it was allowed during MCO 3.0? A quick look at the poll results. Yes, with proper SOP, 37.9%. Yes, outdoors, open air, 19.1%. No, too risky, 24.5%. And no, I prefer to tapao or take away at 18.5%.
Over on Instagram, 55% say yes, they would dine in if it was allowed. 45% say no. And we have a couple of messages to get to. Now, Frida, you want to read this? What we have on Twitter first?
Right, okay. Yeah. So here from Flying Mag says, okay, SOP, we wouldn't know when this pandemic is going to end. It has been a year. You can't forever stop dining. Furthermore, restaurant contributors, not even 1%. Mm-hmm. Queen, 137 Queen said, if anything, I see restaurants being the most compliant to SOPs. CC says some restaurants in my area says no to tapao, only dine in.
Wow, can only want, dine in.
Yeah, he has a comment there which I will not add on. You can go on Twitter, read it for yourself. Ethical Monkey, 33% of people think it's okay to dine in during pandemic. The results of this survey shows exactly why the public can't be trusted and why this virus still lingers in Malaysia. People just don't care.
Wow, okay. Also on Instagram, we have Wong Guanghui who says eateries are bleeding, but more people are dying from financial issues rather than COVID. Dreamy Man says yes, because my job is driving all around to meet customers. Where else to eat?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And we have one last one here from Eva Chan who says hello. Cannot. Bahaya.
Okay. just two comments here on over WhatsApp. Here is we got Chow Tai Hee. He says, I would like to ask what happened to restaurants if there are 10,000 cases per day with 100 deaths daily. You know, I know these are rhetorical questions and, you know, these are things we were frightened about, right? From 0915, at the beginning of this program, I was said I would dine in, but I just got news that one of my colleagues has been tested positive. I was talking to him last week. Not so quick now to say yes.
Okay.
Where did the friend get it from? Anyway.
Change in perspective. You have about 26 minutes to chime in on the conversation. Would you dine in if it was allowed during MCO 3.0? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, our next story today is about how retailers have warned of a devastating decline, you know, following MCO 3.0. So the Malaysia Retail Chain Association, or MRCA, has warned the retail industry could witness a devastating decline amid re-implementation of the movement control order recently.
So the President Shirley Tay has told the Malaysian Reserve retailers already struggling to recover losses before the added economic shock brought in by MCO 3.0. Without a doubt, she said the whole retail industry will go into a further slump. Retailers are working hard to recover from huge losses suffered. Another MCO will cause unimaginable damage to the performance of the retail industry. She revealed that although there were slight improvements, businesses have not fully rebounded despite the relaxation of the SOPs. And she says, though there was a marginal improvement compared to a period with stricter phases of MCOs last year, in the first quarter of 2021, we were way below in recovery from our performance prior to the pandemic.
Now, this report from the Malaysian Reserve also claims that retailers now face dark days ahead, compounded by the government's hotspot identification for dynamic engagement, or HIDE list, which revealed malls and grocers among potential hotspots for COVID-19 transmission. Now, following the revelation on Saturday, Ismail Sabri Yaakob had ordered the listed premises, estimated about, I think it was about 150 of them, to shut for 3 days. And this prompted MRCA, the Malaysia Shopping Malls Association, and the Malaysia Retailers Association to demand for the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, or MOSTI, to immediately suspend announcing any more information derived from HIDE until clear, accurate and precise basis accompanies the information that is released. Now, the Retail Association also released a statement saying they released a joint statement saying that the HIDE information is incomplete and skewed, and also portrays a completely different picture than the real situation. This, of course, is according to the retail associations. They also say that the information is incomplete, as only those premises and operations that diligently comply with the SOPs and My Sejahtera recording are data mined. Those sectors that do not comply and blatantly flout the SOPs are not evaluated for lack of data and thus do not appear as a hotspot despite being so. It's just like you comply with the SOPs, you do what you need and you provide the data.
And you get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you hiding? Okay. Anyway, the Malaysian Reserve reported early in April that the majority of mall retailers has seen footfall returning to pre-COVID levels since MCO 2.0 was lifted. Retail group Malaysia MD Tan Hai Sin told TMR while retail and food and beverage sales are still below 2019 levels, he expects a more positive second quarter 21 outlook. We estimate a growth rate of 7% as all types of retail shops are reopened with social distancing measures. This will bring more sales during this festive season compared to last year. And despite many closures, there have been many openings on a weekly basis throughout the country, and these include popular types of trade like F&B outlets and shops, offices, convenience stores, mini markets, as well as service-oriented retail trade like clinics, dental clinics and chiropractors. So for the first 2 months of 2021, we witnessed a relatively high number of closures. The implementation of MCO 2.0 led to some retailers giving up their businesses. He said since MCO 1.0 in 2020, about 5% of shopping centres tenants and 10% of ground floor shop office tenants had closed down.
Wow. Now, meanwhile, the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, a CEO, Tricia Yeo, she said that she believes that Hyde is a good use of data, but it is the first time that many, including industry and retail representatives, have actually heard of the system. So it's new, right? So she said it would be good to have more comprehensive information about how the system is being deployed. You know, are there two ministries? Is it MOSTI and the MOH, the Ministry of Health, making joint decisions over how strictly the MCO regulations are being enforced? She asked that. And she also told the Malaysian Reserve that the main point is that any decisions from now on need to be done ahead of time to give sufficient notice to business operators to plan and coordinate their resources, of course, right? And she also said she thinks people need to know on what basis the Hyde system works, meaning that in the future, on what basis will Hyde make a decision once again to close the potential hotspots and for how many days, and whether there will be advance notice for both the retailers and the consumers. And she says, if the basis is provided, she believes that it will create greater public trust. So I guess, you know, it's just new and you don't know how this information is coming in, who's deciding and on what basis they're making this decision. So, of course, it's difficult to trust.
Yes.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Malaysian Medical Association believes the public should assume that COVID-19 is everywhere and not just specific places identified by Hyde. MMA President Professor Dr. Subramania Munyandi said Hyde should be more extensively used to identify hotspot areas to be screened for COVID-19's community transmissions are now high. Those testing positive should be immediately isolated and close contacts quickly traced to screening. And the government should also consider vaccinations en masse to interrupt transmissions in hotspots.
Yeah, so we are also hearing about how now some cases, I think this is, I think I read something about this, it's happening in Singapore, that there are some just random cases that are not connected to clusters, and more of these keep cropping up, which is a worrying thing, right?
Yeah. So with this story, I mean, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, again, I have to say, like, you know, okay, so if the numbers are so because of this, this is what we'll do. You know, so people can also gauge that. And then, like, this is in tandem with how many people have been vaccinated. So it gives people some sort of planning, right? Some sort of indication, not like,
and preparation.
You know, preparation, right? Yeah. Not 2 days, we're going to have this announcement. And what do you do then, right? It's just very disruptive to everybody's lives because children go to schools, kindies, do they open, do they not open? You know, these are the things. So like if you say, this is the numbers, so this is what we're going to evaluate, work on, and this is what we're going to do when this happens.
Yeah.
There's a form of measurement, there's a form of accountability, and we know who's going to be accountable. So these are things that's just, I guess, frustrating people. Yeah. So they want to go out and makan.
Yes. So, you know, Frida, you mentioned schools and kindies. Well, when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about how the health ministry has recommended an extended school break beyond the current school break. That plus our top story today is, of course, about dining in during MCO 3.0. Would you dine in if it was allowed during this MCO? Why or why not? You have about 19 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8888. On WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. For now, here's Duran Duran with Ordinary World, but stay tuned when we come back. Should we close schools for much longer? All that and more. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.